Okay, we're recording. Hi guys. Wow, the lighting's not great. So be it. I guess that's because of where I've got my, where I've got the camera. But you guys can see me, right? And you can hear me? Okay, and I can see you a lot better this way. So here's what we're gonna do in this segment. I wanted to give you some ideas about ways that you can play with props in your home. And if you have some props, great. If you don't, what you can use as makeshift props. And then we're just gonna start gently moving our bodies a little bit in ways that can release some of the tension of staring at the computer, in ways that can help us to, and I just realized I'm looking at you guys over here. It probably looks really weird. It looks like I'm looking at you over here, but that's just my camera. So when I'm looking off in the distance, I'm looking at you guys here. And so ways that we can move that release the tension of sitting there, ways that can have us have a little more ease in the body. And also we've been talking about being mindful, being like present in the moment. Like what is it to be present both with the bud and then with the the flower, whether it's the lilac or the rose in full bloom. And then as the petals start to fall off, like, can we be present for all those moments? And yoga helps us to do that. Yoga, like I mentioned in the Yoga for Entrepreneurs Day, the definition of yoga is chittavritti nirodha. Yoga is the stilling of the fluctuations of consciousness. Yoga is stopping all that mind junk that takes us off into the future or back into the past. So remember in that moment when I said, okay, well, in a couple minutes, we'll be breaking into small groups and everybody's mind goes over there. Yoga is to unplug that and make that stop happening. So I want to check in about the sound again. Are you still able to hear me? Am I, if you can hear me like a 5, like a 10, I'm hearing, seeing a couple thumbs up. Pretty good. Okay. So it looks like it's pretty good. Okay. Anybody who can't hear me, like thumbs down, anyone who can't hear me at all? Okay, and for this piece, I noticed that some people have their videos on and some people have their videos off. I would prefer, if you can, for videos on just so that I can see how you're moving. I've got my eye on you over here. If you need to have your video off right now, that's okay too. I want you, this is our foundational movement block. We're only gonna move just a little bit now. We're gonna learn how to move together. And I wanna say something super important. Ahimsa. And will somebody remind me, who remembers what ahimsa means? Tracy, is that you about to say, or Wendy, or I see some hands, so somebody say it.
Nonviolent, non-harming.
And you got to speak up a little bit so I can hear you.
Nonviolent, non-harming?
Yes, perfect. Cool. The sound comes from over there for me. Yes, nonviolence, non-harming. Thank you, Wendy. So I want you to be nonviolent, non-harming toward your own body. Remember, this is a marathon, not a sprint this week, right? So sometimes what happens is we start to move, it's like, let me move, let me get there, let me get to that end result of it. No. Gentleness, non-violence, non-harming. Listen to your body more than you listen to my words. Listen to your body more than you listen to my words. Remember that I'm going to be guiding you. There's people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, people who've done yoga for years, people who've done no yoga at all, people who are dealing with recent injuries or car accidents, all kinds of things. What does your body need today, right here, right now, to honor that? And less is more. So I'm going to show you some postures you might be doing. I'll show you one version, I'll show you a modified version. You might be doing only a small piece of what we're doing, all right? So the very first thing, I wanna hear what's bubbling up inside you. So I wanna hear from two or three of you. Maybe it's impatience, I wanna move. Or maybe it's like excitement, or maybe it's wondering, curious, or maybe it's my mind is more relaxed now, or maybe it's, I don't know what it is for you, or I'm a little bit anxious but excited too, or I just wanna get moving. I just want to hear a little bit with your voices what the energy is in the room. So one or two or three words from a couple of you. Don't forget to unmute. Steve.
Yeah, let's get on with it.
Let's get on with it. Yeah. Yeah. Not surprising, right? Let's get over there. Yeah. What else?
Curious.
Curious. Good. What else? Let's hear from at least one more.
For me, it's how much I really want to do it right here next to my pool, but I find myself
louder, like, because you're far away from me. So you got to speak a little louder when I'm here.
Sorry. So for me, it's like how much I really like thought about it and wanted to do it next to the pool, but I'm finding myself nervous because the only place to put my laptop is maybe not the safest place.
Oh, not the safest place, did you say?
Yeah, like it's on the deck rail. So if a wind gush comes, it might crash and burn down onto the patio.
Then I'm going to say don't be there, right?
But this is what went through me. No, I really want to do it on the pool deck. So if I have to buy a new laptop, I'll buy a new laptop. That's what went through my head.
Okay. Not if it's your body.
Right.
Your body, ahimsa, nonviolence, non-harming. Your laptop and you need to buy a new one? Oh, well. Okay, I'm with you on that. But for each of you to be in a place that feels safe to you, like not where I'm going to step back and I'll end up, you know, falling into the pool or something like that, right? So find a safe place for your body. And then I want to show you a couple things about props. So how many of you have either a yoga mat or, and again, no judgment, doesn't matter. How many of you have some kind of either yoga mat and a few props near you or around you? Raise your hand. A number of you. How many don't have anything like that? And it's okay if you don't. Raise your hand. Doesn't matter. Okay, perfect. So I want to show you a couple of the props first, and then we're going to start moving. So here's how you can make some props. You're going to need a bolster, not today, not right now, but this afternoon. So if you own a bolster that looks like this, raise your hand. Probably most of you don't. Some of you do. Cool. Okay. If you don't, what this is, it's a rolled blanket. Okay, so I can take a blanket, roll it, or fold it into bolster shape, and I can roll another one around this blanket, and you see it becomes a bolster. If that makes sense to you, thumbs up, you heard me. Perfect. So you can roll a couple of them, you could fold it, and the blanket that I'm using, this blanket, is better than this blanket. This one's all fluffy, okay? And soft, and it's going to be too squishy for a bolster. This one is like a Mexican blanket or an Indian blanket. Whatever you've got that's the closest to that would be the best. It's got a little bit of firmness to it, okay? So, and we're going to use more of these this afternoon, but I wanted to show you some of these props. Another prop. How many of you have like a strap and an eye bag? Raise your hand. No expectations, just wondering. How many of you don't have those things? Raise your hand. Okay, so an eye bag could be a cloth, all right? So just getting a face cloth. Again, we're gonna use that this afternoon, or a couple of face cloths that you can just go across your eyes, right? It shuts out the light. If it's something with a little bit of weight as well, that's kind of nice. So it could be a face cloth or a couple face cloths or a folded towel. And and this could be a necktie. It could be a scarf. I went on a week-long cruise once and I forgot to bring my strap. So I just went to the shop nearby and I bought a scarf, right? Like the one I was wearing earlier. This could be my strap, okay? So if you have neither a scarf nor a necktie nor a strap, raise your hand. Can you build, or towel, it could be a towel. You've got one of those things at least? Okay, fantastic. And again, we're gonna, anyone not, raise your hand. That you either don't have it anywhere in your house. Okay, so you're all good. We're gonna use more of those this afternoon. So I want you to have them by you this afternoon. And I'll tell you when. We're going to do a little bit of more semi-active movement, like standing right now. And then later on, we're going to be doing some restorative yoga where we just lie there. And that's where we need more of the props. All right. How many of you have a block like this or a couple of them? Raise your hand. You do. Quite a few of you. Okay. How many do not? Raise your hand. Okay. So this, in my previous life, pre-COVID-19, I did a lot of traveling. I canceled 12 trips this year. Right. And so in hotels, I don't have all these props and I've used all kinds of things. This could be this. This is a box of Kleenex, right? I'm not going to be able to lean on this, but I can use, yeah, and Steve, that works too, right? So I can use this to help me understand how to stand well, right? So I'm going to start off. So later on today, you can gather some of those things. I just wanted to start by showing you the props to help us with the movement. And then I want to start with, actually, if you can get, this could also be a small book. It could be a box of Kleenex. I want you to go and grab something that looks like this right now. So a block, a box of Kleenex, something that's something like this size that has some heft to it. Yes, so Sherry's got a block, Steve's got those foam blocks, that works. It might be a Kleenex box, it might be, what else? A couple of narrow books would work. Yeah, Steve's works, that's perfect. Okay, perfect. And I just realized I want you to see my feet. How am I gonna do this? Okay. Oh yeah, the camera's over here. So, so what I want you to do is stand. I bet I could do this. Let me see. I'm gonna try this. Hopefully you're seeing, yes, you're seeing my feet now. All right, perfect. All right. How we stand matters. It's a Kleenex box or a block. I want you to stand with that block between your feet. Yay, good, got it. And I think that's Sherry. You've got the block this way, do you see that? And for some people that's okay. Like if you've got major hip issues, for instance, you might want the block to be further apart. If you were pregnant, I don't think there's anybody pregnant, we would have the blocks further apart. For many of us, I want it to be this way. Okay. Now, I want you to just feel into, and if you can still hear me, raise your hand, you know, thumbs up. You can still hear me. Okay, good. So I want you to feel how the ankles are pressing into that block or that box of Kleenex. Can you feel that the ankles are kind of moving down and into the block? If you feel that, thumbs up. I can't see all your thumbs, but I'm feeling, yeah, okay. That's usually how we stand, and there's no grounding. It's all flighty, right? And it's just, there's no solidity there, right? So what I want you to do, I want you to imagine moving up. Yeah, you can see me, okay. Up at the ankle and forward. So we actually create that arch in the foot, and this moves up and this moves forward. So that there's, my ankles aren't just knocking in, and I can feel a lift through the bottom of my feet. So up and forward. If you can feel that, give me a thumbs up or something that tells me that you can feel that. Yeah, fantastic, okay. Now, as you did that, I want you to feel the ball of the big toe. So this right here, oh, wait, you can't see me, right here. Did it lift up off the earth when you did that? Because I want you to feel grounded. I want you to feel grounded through the big toe mound, little toe mound, inner heel, and outer heel. All right? Really, I spent with one of my teachers an hour doing this. It drove me nuts. I hated it. We're only going to spend a little bit of time here, but I want us to learn to stand properly. So you're lifting up and forward through those inner ankles, and then feel that the weight is evenly distributed. Big toe mound, little toe mound, inner heel, and outer heel. If you can feel that, give me a thumbs up or something that tells me a yes. Fantastic, okay. We're gonna start today by just learning, did I get that right again? Yes. So you saw my feet already, we're gonna learn how to stand. I want you to take the block away now and find that, put your feet together and find that same stance. So you're lifting through the inner ankles and moving forward, that big toe mound, little toe mound, inner heel, outer heel, they're all grounded. And then just let the arms rest by the side and close the eyes. And just see, I should have had you stand just first, but you know how you usually feel when you stand. Just see if this feels any different. Does this feel more grounded? Does it feel like you've got roots reaching through the earth more than usual? And then yes. Okay, so if you can feel it, thumbs up. Can you feel the rootedness? Thumbs up. Okay, fantastic. From that grounding, we're going to learn the rest of the way that we stand. So the feet are grounded like that. I want you to bend your knees for a minute. Bend your knees, and then imagine that your kneecaps lift all the way up to like the tops of the thighs. So this is lifting, lifting, lifting. And then as you straighten the legs, press the thighs back like you're ironing the thighs to the bone. The thighs are really strong. Now I'm gonna turn to the side so you can see this, tuck the tailbone. So make space through the low back like we do when we're doing Shavasana. This is what we're doing, we're making space. You can use your hands if you want. All right, so often we stand like this, there's a lot of pressure here. I tuck the tailbone, make length through that low back. So my feet are grounded, my legs are strong, the tailbone is tucked, and I roll the shoulders back and down. Arms reaching, the chin is parallel to the floor, and I'm just looking straight ahead. This is Tadasana. If you have high blood pressure, the arms do not go over the head, all right? Or you can raise, if you've got uncontrolled high blood pressure, you don't stay with the arms overhead, all right? If you've got a major shoulder issue, you're gonna be gentle always, right? For the rest of us, we can inhale the arms up. If you've got uncontrolled high blood pressure, you could just raise the arms part way, all right? And then, or just have them there just for a second, all right? So arms overhead, the arms are straight. So notice how a lot of us, it's like this. Arms are straight, even if I need to bring them down further, right? So practice again, release the arms down. Are your legs still strong? Are your feet still grounded? What happened, right? So, feet grounding, legs strong, tailbone tucked, shoulders roll back and down, inhale the arms up. And exhale the arms down. And I want to show you, I'm not sure if you could see this or not, but what you just did, you can tell me afterwards if you can see me, I'm going to be behind the bike. All you do is turn this, I'm not going to have you do this, but all you do is turn this upside down, and that's handstand. Could you see that, or was I off the screen? Yes, no? You could see it, all right? So there's more to these movements than meets the eye. So standing in Tadasana again. Kneecaps lifting, thighs pressed back, tailbone is tucked, shoulders roll back and down, and then inhale the arms up. Exhale the arms down. And then simply standing. Remaining in Tadasana, I'm gonna move, but I want you to stay in Tadasana. I'm just coming to look at you, all right? I'm coming to look. Can you stay in Tadasana? The gaze is directly forward. The eyes are soft, chest lifted and open. The feet are pointing directly forward. So often we tend to turn our feet out. Check your feet. Don't let the feet turn out. That's gonna put pressure on your low back. And release, just kind of shake it out a bit. We're going to start moving the legs a little bit. So we're going to begin in Tadasana, and I want you to, here's my fireplace, have a place where you can hold. If you're more experienced, you might not need to hold, but I want to make sure you've got a place where you can hold right now. We're going to keep the left leg in place. The right leg we turn out, and you can just place it, let me see if I can show this at the feet. You can see my feet again. Just like so, for some people. All right, so just practice that movement. just turning, you're holding on, right? Practice a couple times. And then for some of you, you might be able to bring the foot up. For some of you, it's not going to go to the knee, anywhere but the knee, and hold. Release and change sides. This is, and again, you might be like so, you're holding on as needed, right? This is a side with my ankle that just got injured. I couldn't balance at all on this side for quite a while. Keep going, keep playing with that a couple times on each side. I'm gonna stop cutting my own head off now. Now that you see my feet. Now I want you to start playing in your own time. And it looks like this. I'm gonna turn one leg out. I'm gonna hold as needed. My hips suck in so they don't move to one side or the other. Hips suck in. The foot goes wherever it comes to. And if you're comfortable, eyes directly forward. Be playful with it. If you've got high blood pressure, let arms stay down. And go from side to side in your own time. Second side. Don't look at me, don't look at anything that wobbles, all right? Look at something that's steady, a couch or a wall. Release down. Good. Play with it a couple more times on each side. Nice. Come to a place where you've done an even number of sides. And then have somewhere you can sit down. If you're outside, you can sit on a chair or grab whatever you've got around you. This is a special yoga chair. Most of you won't have one like this. Just a chair, any old chair. Preferably not a couch that's all squishy, right? And yes, Jasmine, if you're on the floor, that's fine too. I'm just gonna do a gentle twist. So I've got the side of the chair beside me, feet planted firmly on the ground. Inhale, lift. Exhale, and I turn to the side. If you just had back surgery, you got major back issues, you're only gonna be turning the top part of the body, any kind of back issues, right? Only the top part. For if you're pregnant, you would not turn through the stomach area, right? Only the top part. If you've got no injuries and it feels all right, you can turn right from the navel and then breathe here. Shoulders relaxed, neck is soft. Inhale, lift. Exhale, release to center. Good work. And then instead of turning the chair, you can just turn the other way and twist to the second side. So just twist to the second side. Inhale, lift, exhale, turn. Inhale, lift, exhale, turn. And then seated on your chair, hinging forward, and we're just starting to move the body a little bit. If your body already feels a little bit better than when we were just staring at the screen, raise your hand. I just want to see. Feel a little bit better. We've hardly moved at all and already a difference, all right? And there'll be more movement through the week. This is just our setup block. And just notice if there's that tendency wanting to be in the future, I want to move so much more, I want to get over there, watch that, it's mind training. Can I just stay here and be Be content with the bud. So from here, we're going to do a forward bend. And again, if you've got back issues, you're only staying upright and just practicing keeping the chest open. You are not bending forward. Recent surgery, last few months, any kind of low back issues or surgery, not bending forward. We only stay upright. And please, again, always listen to my words and go gently. And then also listen to your body. Don't do anything that doesn't feel right. Sudden heat, pinching, there's none of that, none at all. Ahimsa, non-violence, non-harming. For those who are able, keep the chest open, keep the feet firmly rooted, and then hinge just from the hip crease, all right? So you see, I put my hands here so I remember. This is the only place that I'm moving. It's right here at the hip crease. Chest stays open. And then I can hold the back of the chair, release the back of the neck. For some people, I can go a little further. I don't know if I can see if you can see this. But I'm only hinging forward as much as I can, keeping that chest open. For some people, I'm going to reach right back, release. Take a few breaths here. You stay there. I'm just coming out so I can look at you. You stay where you are. Breathing. Release the back of the neck. Jasmine, let it go. Release the back of the neck. That's it. Yeah, good. Wasn't just you. But your hair is nice and red. I can see it. And then to come up, inhale, lead with the chest. Just a couple of easy movements, gentle movements today. And then we're going to end this block. We're going to have more gentle movement later this afternoon. We're going to end this block just with Shavasana. So find a comfortable place to be. And you can just be lying down. We do this every week. You know about this. And I'm just going to show you a variation because we can. I think you can see me. Sometimes I tell you, you could have your legs up on something. It would look like this. I might have disappeared off the screen. You can see my legs are up on the chair that rests the calves. So choose the version that works for you. If you have the eye bag, you can cover your eyes. We're just going to be here for a couple of minutes. This is just our setup block. This is just the bud. And it's beautiful. Make sure your low back is comfortable. If the low back isn't comfortable, raise the legs like you saw me do. You can also just have the knees bent if the low back isn't comfortable. Be comfortable. Yes, that's nice, Tracy. Good. So take the time to make any adjustments you need to be comfortable. Take the arms a little ways away from the body. So not close into the body, maybe about 30 degrees away. Exactly, Steve. Otherwise, we're like, there's no space. But it's not spread eagled. It's a Y with the body, not a T. Otherwise, we disperse our energy. So find that place where you're comfortable. Softly close the eyes. And just watch the breath. Feel ease here. And know that all is well. Let the whole body release to the earth. No need to hold anywhere. Truly just let go. If you find your mind wandering, as mind will, this is the practice, gently without judgment. Bring your focus back to this breath, this moment, this bud, this rose, this cocoon, this blossom, this moment of this breath. Watch the breath. And not a long hold in Shavasana today, being content with that. We'll come back to deeper restoration this afternoon. Just touching Shavasana today, just tasting it, having our setup ready. Coming out of Shavasana just as easily as you came in. It begins just with the thought that soon you will move. No movement needed yet. If you did move, that's okay too. Be gentle with yourself. It's all perfect. Just a thought. Then allow the body to move in any way that feels good. Might be wiggling the fingers and toes, or rocking side to side, or stretching, or maybe your body just wants to still be still. It's up to you. What do you want in this moment? It's being in tune with this moment. And then bend the knees, give yourself a big hug, and then roll to the right side. Support your head with your upper arm, and wait. Take your time here. How are you in this in-between space? Are you needing it to be over? Are you wanting it, or are you wanting to be in the moment that just passed? Can you be here? And then softly open the eyes. Keep the gaze toward the floor. Slowly press yourself up to sitting. And sit on something that you have around you. So if you're on the floor, if you can sit on a blanket or up on a chair, just so that the spine can be upright. Yeah, that's it, good. These are good choices I'm seeing. And then we'll bring the hands to the heart center, lifting the sternum bone up into the thumbs, opening the heart. And when we say namaste, what it means is the light in me sees and honors the light in you. It's a way of seeing the highest in everyone in this room. Thank you for this opening, brief but important practice today. Namaste. Lift the head, release the hands, open the eyes if they are closed. And I'd just like to hear a couple words from each of you, not words that push us forward or that analyze, just one or two or three words about whatever you're feeling in the body right now. There's no judgment, it could be anything. Whatever you're noticing in the mind, body, spirit, what is this moment for you? A word or two or three to share with the room from a couple people. I know you got to go over to where your computer is. Thank you. I see you moving, Lindsay. Who would like to share?
So half of my body felt shrunken.
Half of my body felt shrunken, Marla says. Good notice. Our bodies, it means you're human. Our bodies are not even, and the practice can start to even it out. At first, we notice what is. Fantastic. Good notice. Yeah, Steve.
I actually felt a lengthening in the back.
Lengthening. Beautiful. This is not a long practice, but listen to already what's happening. How beautiful is that? Who else? Yeah, Mary Kay.
Okay, I'm going to need the Kleenex on this one.
Loud so I can hear too.
I'm going to need the Kleenex on this one. I did it. I stayed with it the whole time. And that's the very first time I've done group yoga and stayed with it.
Mary Kay, this is so beautiful.
And even in Shavasana, My hand still tingled.
So and I missed the last words. Can you repeat them for me?
My hand still tingled in Shavasana.
Yes, beautiful. This is a powerful, powerful practice. It's deceptively simple looking. Thank you. Lindsay.
Vibration. Like I feel like I can feel my blood moving through my body instead of just feeling super constricted.
Feel my blood moving in the body instead of feeling constricted. Yes. Beautiful. Thank you. All right. Thank you for this first movement segment. Is anybody in distress in and around this, or this was super challenging? If it is, that's okay too. We've seen that move through people. And sometimes you might not even be able to share it here, but anybody who's in distress in any way, or is everybody okay? Everyone all right? Okay, good, good. And remember to lean in if there's something going on. Yeah, go ahead, Mary Kay.
Well, just my back and neck just contracted like crazy.
Contracting now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and you know, not surprising. I wouldn't necessarily either expect that, but also not surprising. There's a lot of emotion that is moving through you right now. This is a first in an entire lifetime. So to be gentle with yourself and to take some time and space, that's why we're going to have some time and space after this. Remember that you can lean in with the team. So team, that's Marie and Yvonne, if you can add your phone numbers to the chat. So if anybody needs anything, just a quick reach out to team, you can go ahead. And or somebody else in the community. And with Marie, I know she doesn't have great connectivity, so text her, right? Text her, don't call her at that number. And probably best to text as a reach out. Also, you can reach out on Facebook is a great, great way if there's anything needed, but that's a first reach out in case somebody doesn't see it right away. You've got my number as well, 403-968-3717. So from here, we're gonna close out the circle with just a word or two or three from each person so we hear each person's voice. And we're going to take a break for a full 90 minutes. So it'll be 90 minutes after I finish speaking and everyone's finished speaking. I will let you know when that is. It'll probably be about 1:45, okay? But I'll let you know at the when we're closing off this block. So you've got some time to nourish yourself, get some food, rest up. And then I did say we'd be together more today, but we've got your energy in mind with things to keep your energy aligned. And our next block coming up is so foundational for the words. It's going to be super beautiful. At least if prior experience is anything, you're not going to want to miss it. It's going to start 90 minutes from now. And it's an inaugural experience diving in deep with embodied words. Okay. So let's end this block. Anything bursting to be said before we close out with one or two or three words from everyone? Anything that's going to be needed? Okay, so we'll close out the block and I will tell you that once everyone has spoken, when that 90 minutes is gonna end, you'll have to translate to your own time zone. Take deep care of yourself in this block coming up as we get to it. It's not the time to check in with your to-do list. It's not the time to take care of other people in your family. Let them take care of you. Let them take care of you, especially today, especially in this block. Some days we'll have a little more space. Today we're going to be doing more things. But again, always we'll have your energy in mind. Don't worry. Okay. So finding that trust in the process. And it starts with, actually, let's just go. Yeah, I'll start with Barb up in my left-hand corner. One or two or three words, something that this was for you. That you wanted, just a gift that you want to share of your aha or whatever's open for you in this segment.
Just very relaxing.
And nice and loud so I can hear.
Very relaxing.
Good. Teresa.
Less relaxing because the camera had to be on and I had to adjust it and it was all feeling very new and different.
Yeah, so just setting up. And that's being okay with being at the bud stage of this, right? So, and you might or might not be okay in this moment, just watching how you're playing and noticing. And thank you for your satya, truthfulness, honesty. Everyone has different experience, right? Thank you for that. So this is just our setup. you know, a whole week together. Marla.
It was interesting playing with what I was feeling and what I needed to do to feel good for me.
I love that. Thank you. I just realized I can move so I can see you guys a little bit better. I'll move over to where my computer is. And you don't have to be as loud. Okay, there. Sherry.
I really liked how my feet felt as you were walking us through standing on them.
My feet grounded feel different beneath me than they used to. Yeah. In just a few minutes, how beautiful is that? Wendy.
I just feel so much abundance, and I feel like the practice of yoga helps us see the space and the abundance.
Iyengar yoga creates spaciousness. Abundance happens in that space. Yes, beautiful. Steve.
The best way to say it is elongated, right? I mean, just the stretching, because of course I sit a lot, but particularly the twisting
beautiful.
Helped.
People who do Iyengar yoga actually grow taller. In their 60s and their 70s, they go to the doctor, it's measurable, and they gain inches instead of losing it. This happens very frequently. It's not just an impression. We actually grow taller, elongated. Thanks, Steve. Beautiful. Jasmine. Yeah, I know. I see you, right? So who's willing to reach out to Jasmine? The wall happens different times, different people. Who's willing to be there for Jasmine in this block? Okay, I saw immediate hands go up. Wendy, I saw you, Wendy, and Steve, and Lindsay. Jasmine, are you willing to receive? Okay, so who's first? I saw Wendy and Steve. Wendy it is. So Wendy, you will reach out. Jasmine, you'll receive. Steve's next in line. Lindsay, next in line. Thank you. It's a reason I mentioned the wall at the beginning, and it happens at different times, different people. And the reason I ask you, are you willing to receive? Thank you, Jasmine. Thank you, Wendy, Steve, Lindsay. It's all perfect. You're in the perfect spot. It's all good. All right, Tracy.
Tightness in my shoulders.
A little louder.
Tightness in my shoulders.
Oh. Tightness in your shoulders. Yes, and sometimes it's like, it's the awareness. Sometimes it's a movement that's unfamiliar that could bring it on too. And sometimes it's just like, wow, they've been like that sometimes for years or decades and I don't even know. I'm holding up the weight of the world on my shoulders. Good notice, thank you. Mary Kay.
I can move by myself.
I can move by myself, Mary Kay, beautiful. And this building on yoga for entrepreneurs and this new moment for you. I love that. Thank you. Lindsay.
The pool was the perfect choice for me to do it next to. And how much I feel the energy without having to see it, because I couldn't see the screen. I was on you only. But the minute you called Jasmine's name, I felt my own constrictions in areas of my body and knew that I felt what was coursing through her as well.
Wow. So I think that's an important reach out as well. There's Wendy, there's Steve, there's Lindsay, there's an abundance of support here. And, but if it's something moving through you as well, that may well be beneficial both ways, right? So I would encourage that, whether it's in this block or the next one. And also for those three people reaching out to Jasmine to give her space as well. So it might be support through the day or whatever it is, you will find that rhythm among you. Does that make sense? Really good. Thank you. That's trusting the people and trusting the process. Good. Carly.
I'm just really kind of experiencing this sort of de-escalation of a lot of the busyness and buzz that's like kind of always running in the background.
Mm.
And it's created a really strong feeling of a calling to pay attention to some things I need to pay attention to.
Mm. De-escalation of busyness and buzz. The busyness and buzz is always going to have us there, be there tomorrow, you know, in that tomorrow space. Chitta vritti nirodha. Yoga is the stilling of the fluctuations of consciousness. Yoga is stopping all that stuff so we can actually be here. Beautiful. Yes. Marie.
I was surprised at how balanced I am.
How balanced you are. Your line was breaking up a little bit at my end, but I could hear it. How balanced, right? There's the delight and surprise sometimes and joy of, well, there's more there than I thought. And again, all experiences are welcome. And different people hit the wall at different times, and don't think that your journey needs to look like anybody else's. And that there's incredible power and support in this community. So know that, all right? We hit different things at different times, and your journey is perfect just as it is. Love that, Marie. More balance. Yvonne.
Definitely feeling more grounded. And I also experienced, like some stiffness in my shoulder area that I didn't realize was there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, mm-hmm. So like Tracy, mm-hmm. You wouldn't be holding up the world on your shoulders or anything, would you ever, Yvonne?
Never.
No, that never happens. The things that we become aware of, it's beautiful and extraordinary in the practice. So thank you all so much. Beautiful work.
You're frozen, Michelle. Ta-da-da. Michelle, can you hear me now?
I guess the 90 minutes starts now, huh?
Right, that's right. I don't know if you can hear me, Michelle.
Can you
they put something in the text?
Zoom may not allow. I'll text her.
Yeah, I'm doing... Oh, I think she went out and she's probably going to come back in. So just,
she'll come back.
Please hold. If anybody can sing beautifully, this would be your chance to do some background music.
I'm a little
I was waiting for that one to come.
Let it go.
Thank you for not disappointing me, Steve. That was the exact one that I was hoping to surface. I'm not really good at it myself, so. But somebody has to have that tune. Oh, she's calling me. Oh, shit. Hold on.
Yeah. Please hold.
Yes. Yeah, we're still here. That I don't know. Okay, hold. All right, say something.
Okay, can you guys hear me? I can't see you. You're all frozen over here because I know it's my computer that froze. Can you, if you can hear me, please.
Yeah, they're all nodding. They're all nodding.
Yay! All right, well, we've got a backup plan. Every now and then my computer freezes, and so if this happens, this is what we're going to do. So we can close off the block and let everybody go. So what I was saying just before my computer froze is that right now it is, what time?
12:20.
12:20 mountain time. So at 1:50 mountain time, we will come back together again. Going to close off any line. I'll have you stop the recording once we're done here because I can't at my end.
Yeah.
So once we're finished off, you can stop the recording. Remember that if anybody ever wants to save the chat, once we close it, the chat's no longer there. But anytime if you guys want the chat, you can save it by those three little dots in the bottom right-hand corner. If you want to remember some things, because there's a like wonderful conversation going on over there in the chat too. So in this 90 minutes, everyone, please take good care of yourself. Nourish your body, rest in Shavasana, eat some good food. We're going to come back in 90 minutes to a really important and wonderful block. It's one of my favorite times in the whole retreat is this block that we're doing coming up. And it's a wonderful piece around words that needs to be experienced to be understood. So have a great, great 90 minutes, everyone. We'll see you in an hour and a half. Are there any questions or is everybody good? You want to take a look at the screen? Everyone still good?
Everybody good? They're all nodding and smiling and looking pretty.
Fantastic. I wish I could see you. I could see you in my mind's eye. Thank you so much, everybody. We will see you in an hour and a half. Enjoy. Bye-bye for now.
All right. Have a great lunch, everybody. I saw your message, Sherry. Understood. Are you still there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Not yet. Do you want to stop the cloud recording? Yes.